Welcome to a very special PSD cast, sponsored by Menlo Micro and presented by Power Systems Design. I'm your host, Jason Lumberg, and with APEC right around the corner, we're discussing the industry's highest power micromechanical switch, which could revolutionize smart power and energy distribution. Menlo Micro's MM9200 is the world's first micromechanical power switch capable of handling 10 amps in a miniature 5 millimeters by 5 millimeters surface mount package. And here to delve into it a bit more is Menlo's co-founder and senior vice president of sales and marketing, Chris Giovanello. So, Chris, thanks for joining us. And why don't you give us a brief overview of Menlo Micro?
Well, thanks for having me, Jason. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Menlo Micro is a small company. We actually spun out of the research labs of General Electric in late 2016. And the core technology that we're bringing to market, the Ideal Switch, was developed over about a decade of research and development at GE in upstate New York. So started back in 2004 when some of GE's industrial businesses tasked the research center with coming up with a new way to protect circuits and switch circuits in very fast and very efficient manner. And it led to the development of the process that we now utilize for manufacturing the Ideal Switch.
Okay, so you kind of got into this a little bit already, but on your site, you trace your lineage unofficially back to Thomas Edison, the so-called Wizard of Menlo Park. For those who don't know, Edison had his first lab facility in Menlo Park, New Jersey, right in my backyard, by the way. And you mentioned how Menlo Micro's technology has allowed you to reinvent one of the most essential and fundamental building blocks required for nearly every electronic system imaginable, the switch. So could you touch on that part a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, we get the question a lot. Where does the Menlo come from in Menlo Micro? And many people think it's Menlo Park, California, but yeah, in actuality, it goes back to our General Electric roots. And interestingly, Thomas Edison, in the end of the 19th century, he was the inventor of many of the original patents for things like circuit breakers and some of the devices that were required for distributing electricity during the electric age. And so it was after that, 100 years of industrial development within the walls of GE that this effort was undertaken to really reinvent the circuit breaker with a micromechanical device. And so what the real premise was with the Ideal Switch was the research team wanted to create something that was extremely small, very efficient, but even more important, very fast. Because for circuit protection and things like circuit breakers, you need to be able to interrupt the circuit very quickly. And that's one of the main challenges that current technology has, is that most of those devices for doing circuit protection and circuit breakers is still essentially traditional mechanical devices. In fact, not much different from an architecture perspective to what Edison was doing back in the 1890s. And so the challenge with those devices is that they take, in some cases, milliseconds to interrupt a circuit. When you have fault currents, that can grow very, very quickly. That makes it a real big strain on the electrical infrastructure to have to deal with fault currents. It could increase into the tens of thousands of amperes. And so that's really the secret sauce, is having a device that's small allows it to be very fast. And that's what our Ideal Switch technology is allowing us to do.
Interesting. Now, regarding the MM9200 specifically, what makes it so revolutionary?
Yeah, so what the 9200 is doing, and this was the first effort for Menlo in terms of packing in the number of switches that are required to get something that is so low loss and can carry so much current. And so, and just for a little bit of background, we have, since we started the company in 2017, we've been primarily developing switching products for radio frequency communication systems. And when we came around to the power side of things, it required a very different approach in terms of the design. So what we've done is we've packed over 400 of these micromechanical switches all in parallel in a very small package. It's only 5 millimeters by 5 millimeters on the side. And by packing so many of these tiny mechanical switches in that space, it allows us to reduce the resistance of the package down into the single-digit milliohms. We're currently measuring about 5 milliohms of on resistance, and that makes things extremely efficient. There's no electrical losses, practically no electrical losses, when the power is going through the device. And if you contrast that to some of the mechanical relays that we're looking at replacing, in some cases we can be 5 to 10 times lower losses, but more importantly, we can fit that into a space that's in some cases 90 to 95% reduction in the size and the volume that's taken up by the switching function. The other thing I'll mention that's really revolutionary about this ideal switch technology that's incorporated in the 9200 is there's two other very key metrics or parameters. They're very different from traditional mechanical relays and switching devices. One is the reliability, and the other is the speed. But the reliability is something that we've worked very hard in our process to enhance. Traditional mechanical devices can switch on and off on the order of maybe a million times before they wear out and they need to be replaced. And in the case of the ideal switch and what we're showcasing 200, we can actually support billions of operations. So it opens up a lot of new applications for us and really gets you to a reliability metric, which is approaching and very similar to what you would get with solid-state technology. So that endurance and speed and size and efficiency are really the key metrics by which we're measuring the 9200 against, old-fashioned traditional technology.
Wow. Well, Chris, before I let you go, what sort of applications does the 9200 target?
That's a good question. So we get the question a lot. You have a power switch. How does it compete or compare to some of the emerging power electronics technologies or semiconductor technologies that are out there now? We hear a lot about wide band gap semiconductors like gallium nitride and silicon carbide. And those technologies are very, very well adapted for doing power conversion. So in like switch mode power supplies or inverters or convert power conversion from AC to DC or DC to DC, where the devices are switching very fast. In our case, the ideal switch is not a very good fit for those types of applications. Because we have a finite lifetime in the billions of operations, and we can switch fast, but not in the megahertz range. So what we're targeting are applications for power controls and power distribution, and that's primarily been a market that's been dominated by mechanical devices. So you can think of things like mechanical relays, circuit breakers, which are for protection, highly integrated power distribution networks. There's a trend now, especially with the adoption of renewables. You have things like solar and battery power and connecting to the grid. There's a lot of much more complexity being introduced into systems where you have multiple sources and loads that need to be managed in a home, in a building, in a factory, et cetera. So some of these highly integrated power distribution networks is areas where we're finding customers and partners who are really looking at ways to improve the efficiency and also the space that's required for managing the routing of the electricity and all these very complicated systems. So that's been a market that we're been focusing on. We have multiple partners that we're working with on the 9200, looking at developing next generation circuit breakers and protection devices using the 9200.
Thanks, Chris. I want to thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in Long Beach at APEC. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.